up at dawn and ask her why. I dream a dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eyes. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne soup.
Area 54, music from the future.
Just wanna fast forward. Area 54.
Thank you.
band's called Ganja, and do you call him Ganga or Ganja, Mike?
Oh, you keep asking me that. I call him Ganga. There's okay. No J in there.
All right. That was Ganja. The song's called Late Into the Night, featuring Vanessa Dow. And, she is kind of the poet, isn't she?
She's been around forever, too,
she
right?
Is, yeah. I've always enjoyed her albums. They're really different, but it kind of crosses over with the Area 54 vibe. Thievery Corporation did a song called All That We Perceive off of the album It Takes a Thief. The very best of Thievery Corporation, of course. That was put out a few years ago. They put out some pretty good music since then, so I don't know. This is pretty dated. Star Effort before that did a song called Malmo. Great album of theirs called Miracle Mile. Star Effort from Portland, of course. Claws did a song called Blooms off the album World Underwater. And then Seattle's Odessa song we played for you is called All We Need. And that was a Beat Connection remix. Start off the whole set with Yumi Zuma. The song's called Champagne Supernova. And that's off of their album, What's the Story? All covers.
Well, they did, yeah, they covered the whole album. Oasis. There's kind of a documentary out on the rise and fall of Oasis. Have you seen that?
No.
It's actually surprising. You know, we lived through the Oasis years, and, it was always like, oh, it's the next British invasion. Is it going to be Oasis or Blur, right? Or was the other band, Pulp, was out there too?
But, yeah.
I don't know. None of them really. I guess Oasis probably was maybe bigger than Blur. I don't know.
Yeah, Blur has stood the test of time.
But they came out of nowhere, and within 3 years, they were selling out these stadiums with 100,000 people playing these big festivals. And it's interesting to see how they just imploded. I'm sure most of you guys know the history of that band.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Blur, who was supposed to go with them, they just morphed into something better with Gorillaz.
It was more of a side project, right?
I guess so, yeah. Anyway, you like Damon Albarn.
You like Gorillaz better than Blur anyway.
I do.
Yeah.
But my point is that they have stood the test of time. He's gone on to make great music.
Yeah.
I'm a Damon Albarn fan now.
But
more so now than back then, I guess.
But if you're an Oasis fan, I would take this Yumi Zuma album, give it a spin.
Yeah.
Because it's like really cool how they just made it like a chill, loungy sound.
Yeah, they did a good job.
The Yumi Zuma.
It makes you appreciate some of the originals too.
Yeah. Well, Tim was talking about Thievery Corporation having some newer music out that's not on their Greatest Hits album.
Yeah.
Since Greatest Hits came out a couple years ago. Here's a track we got queued up here off the Temple of I. The album just came out this year. Not their strongest album, we both feel, but there's some songs on there that are okay.
Yeah.
That are playable.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play Love Has No Heart. It's the critics here.
All right. It's Area 54. Tim and Mike with you.